Nolte, healthcare slogan: "We're here for you, stay home for us," exposed as total BS. By John Nolte on June 3, 2020. Remember when the internet and TV commercials and public service announcements were all filled with healthcare workers holding up signs that said, "We're here for you, stay home for us"? Do you remember all that emotional blackmail? It was all over the place. The message was basically this: "Dear ungrateful commoner, we're out here risking our lives on the front lines, and we selfless and brave healthcare heroes need you to remain on lockdown and lose your jobs and your businesses and give up everything that makes life living, for us. 'Cause we're brave and awesome, so we need you to destroy the economy that might get the orange bad man re-elected. Even though, if you're under 50, the coronavirus is no more lethal than the flu." Remember all that sanctimonious, anti-science garbage? Well, guess what? It was all bullshit. Many of us knew that at the time. But now we know that our oh-so-precious healthcare workers also knew it was bullshit, because look at them now. No, really, look at them now openly encouraging mass gatherings of people. Tell me if I got their science correct. You're killing grandma and making life harder for all of your precious healthcare heroes if you leave your home to attend church, use the swings at a local park, play a game of basketball, gather in groups of 10 or more, or attend a house party. But if you leave your home and completely ignore every social distancing rule to attend a massive gathering of humanity to protest, riot, loot, and burn Democrat-run cities, well, according to these very same healthcare heroes, that's no problem at all. You know, 'cause burning down predominantly black neighborhoods is fighting the virus of racism in a country that just elected a black president and enjoyed the lowest black unemployment rate in history. At least until we all told you to stay home, for us. Seriously, look at our "We're here for you, stay home for us" healthcare heroes now. Watch as they openly cheer a mass gathering. And not just anywhere, but at the coronavirus ground zero of New York City. Tell me, how did we go from this to this? Tell me, how did we go from being shamed and practically accused of being a serial killer for wanting to get a haircut, to, lol, this? Overnight, we went from America's health experts telling us that attending church will kill grandma to America's health experts telling us they support the demonstrations, because racism also poses a dire health threat. In other words, all of the so-called science was tossed out the window as soon as a pet cause made that necessary. Don't waste any energy getting angry. Just remember this the next time our healthcare experts try to shove you around and control you with their science. America's experts are only experts when it comes to lying, to manipulating us with fear into a box where they can boss us around. If anything, take away something positive from this. As I said yesterday, we owe a debt of gratitude to the rioters. After all, it was America's left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter who exposed the lockdowns as a left-wing hoax, as a total fraud, as purely political. And I don't know about you, but the rioters who exposed this aren't rioting in my neighborhood. They're not rioting out here in rural America. Nope, the only place they're rioting and looting and burning is in Democrat-run cities. So those stupid enough to vote for Democrats are getting what they voted for. While the rest of us learned an important lesson about how phony, dishonest, and partisan our healthcare experts are. It's all good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.